The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. The Lord told me that the year 2022 will end with a bang, and the year 2023 will start with many explosions. There are so many things happening in our country and all over the world. First of all, I would like to thank the partners of this ministry, of this radio program. Together, you and I, we will be a part of this great move of God. Amen? I am going to try to share as much in this radio broadcast concerning the prophetic instruction and prophecies to the church and for United States of America. You also need to watch our previous Sunday live streaming by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click the January 8th service and also the Wednesday service before that. Or you can find us on YouTube. And while you're at it, can you please click like and subscribe? This will help us spread the good news of the gospel, all right? Thank you in advance. Now let's get started. Next week, January 23rd, Monday, me and Joshua are heading to the Philippines for ministers' conference and training. There will be a total of 2 big Empower Leader, Empower Nation ministers' conference in 2 different provinces in the Philippines, and there will be about 3 or 4 training in General Santos City and a youth encounter. And we're going to minister and hold a special service for the children in Freedom Fellowship Church, Santa Cruz, Zambales. Plus, of course, the Sunday services. It is going to be a very hectic schedule, and I'm excited and I'm going to focus to carry out the instruction of the Lord. This trip is to continue to prepare the leaders for the great move of God in Asia. Time is of the essence. And if Joshua and I can sandwich flying to Singapore for a day or so in our hectic schedule, we will be releasing prophecy to that nation, to the country of Singapore. Why? It has been in my spirit since 2022 that the Lord is leading me to go to Singapore to pray. Singapore will play a pivotal part in preaching the gospel and discipleship in Asia, especially when China opens up for the gospel and China shall be saved. Christians and leaders in the Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, and Japan will play a major role in this great move of God in Asia and even in the Middle East. Time is of the essence. We need to remind ourselves that, okay? As you can see, there are so many things happening in this country. And I would like to thank you again for supporting this ministry, and thank you for all your love and prayer. I am so excited for year 2023. Together, we will be able to overcome any obstacles and even turn our captivity into victory. In the name of Jesus and under the banner of God's love. His banner over us is love. We are covered by His love. And now His glory shall be revealed. You and I need to continue to focus in obeying God and to continue to trust Him in everything. And the church here in the United States must, it is a must, obey and continue to obey the Great Commission. The turning around of this country towards righteousness rests in the hands of the saints of God, especially here in the United States. I want to see it manifest in our lifetime. And I know God is faithful. Even when there are times that we have been unfaithful to Him, He remains faithful. That's one of the many, many things that I love about our loving Father. And do you know that last December 31st, there are more people overseas who registered to watch the live stream, the prophetic gathering of the saints? Some churches in the Philippines postponed their Sunday services and watched us live stream instead. They were so excited and hungry for the things of God. And that December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints, which lasted for 6 hours and started at 7 o'clock, it was about 9 p.m. in the Philippines, about 2 a.m. in parts of Africa. I just want you to understand. But they were watching, and they watch us every week. This is how important it is to release prophecies and to preach the gospel. This is how hungry they are. This is how desperate they are for God to move in their lives, in their country. I pray that here in the United States, that we don't take things for granted. What the Lord has been entrusted to us here in this country, the resources, the opportunities, and the finances to finance the gospel. I also know that United States of America, the American Christians, we are still the biggest financier in the kingdom of our God all over the world. That is why God is being merciful on us. By our obedience to God, by our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and through our thanksgiving and praise unto Him, wickedness in all forms are now resurfacing. They're being exposed. Corruption and all kinds of evil practices and evil plots. And more evidences will continue to surface until the American people will really make demand of justice and correction. We are taking our country back, and this is not just an outcry. It is deep within in our hearts that we know that God has been entrusted this country to the saints, and we have a bigger responsibility than the rest of the world concerning financing and making disciples. And it's our seed, and it continues to prosper. And we must continue to do so. We are not going to be moved by situation or the prediction of doom and gloom, but we are moved by the promises of God. That is why we are sharing the Thus Saith the Lord in this program. And we're going on 12 years. Would you believe that? The uprooting of the wicked root in Washington, D.C., by God's own hands will manifest. If you are following the news, not just on major networks, but on other available networks out there, you will find that this prophecy of the Lord is beginning to come to pass in an accelerated manner. Wicked deeds, wicked plots, and wicked agenda are being exposed, and people are taking into action all over the world. The Christians in Russia have been praying. The Christians in Ukraine are being persecuted. And we need to continue to pray for them. Okay? China is being dealt with. And the European nations are beginning to wake up. All because God is positioning the nations all over the world. Okay? God is into action, and it's breathtaking sometimes to see things. The anointing of God, this great move of God, will have an anointing. And it's the anointing that teaches us in all things for the body of Christ. But it is the anointing, that same anointing, shall break the yokes, and it's beginning to manifest now in our society, in our country. In James chapter 5, verse 1, Modern English Version, it says, "Come now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you." They brought miseries to a lot of people, and now they're harvesting it. That is in James chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 2, "Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire." Isn't that sound like an ulcer to you? "You have stored up treasures for the last days," and these are the last days. My trip to the Philippines is a seed for our country, for our state, and for our children and children's children forever. It is also a seed for the manifestation and acceleration of the transfer of wealth and influence. It is a good seed, and Joshua and I will give everything we got to prepare and train the leaders so that in turn they can train and disciple others, thereby replicating ourselves. I expect for a great move of God in the Philippines, and I expect more surprises from God. I will not put it past God to give us surprises, and greater works are ahead that we're not even aware of. God had me prophesy last year, and I already mentioned it to you through this radio broadcast, probably twice, but it's worth repeating. God says, this is in 2022, God says that even if the billionaires, the wicked social and news media, corrupt politicians, even if they combine all their power, their resources and authority, they will never be able to stop this great move of God. It is now manifesting. Financial sector is being dealt with. And you have not seen yet, we have not witnessed or seen yet, the real earthquake, the spiritual earthquake, the great shaking that will manifest in Washington, D.C. There will be replacements, displacements, disruptions, and many other upheavals. That is why we need to continue to pray for them to repent and get saved, because that is the will of God. We must always consider the heart of our loving God. We are going to have a righteous government if the body of Christ here, if we remain steadfast, obedient in Jesus Christ being front and center of everything. Amen? We need to continue to pray and thank God for the border security, for us to be independent from foreign oil. And we will sell oil to other nations. We need to pray for reforms in our education system. And we will be in awe and amaze of what God is about to do in our country. Please don't be negative. Do not give into fear. Stop your unbelief. Don't get into hatred and arguments. And most importantly, forgive. And don't be too ready to give your opinion, all right? Let us trust God on this, and let us always consider His heart. And me and Joshua will record while we're gone, and we'll play in this radio about prophecies and a prophetic school so that many of you will be able to catch up, okay? They'll be aired while we're gone, or sometimes if we need to report praise reports, then we will going to do that too. So, starting in the last week of January, all the way through February, if you hear a word of knowledge, if I mentioned or called out your name, just be prepared in advance that we got those words from the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge or prophecy, before the program was put on air, all right? God is smart. See, he knows when you're going to listen and what you need to hear. The Word of God is always fresh and new every morning, every day. We enjoy and continue to enjoy the newness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay? That is us. It's always new and fresh every morning. It's not the same old, same old. It gets more exciting, okay? And even while we are in the Philippines doing God's work, if God is leading you to sow seed to this ministry, do so. There's a lot of opportunities there, and sometimes what we lack is time and money, and sometimes energy, strength. It is for a great cause. We are believing God that soon we'll be able to buy our own land and building. And even in the Philippines, they need some help concerning finishing their building projects or getting their own building. God is always faithful. He never let me down, never, ever, ever. And he always amazes me. And prepare to be amazed. Amen. Now that the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, has been installed. Yes, the Lord showed me that McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House in 2021. If you ask, well, why did you not say anything about it, Christina, until now? Because some of you will voice their disapproval. We'd want to choose their particular candidate, will give their opinions, and someone will be so angry and frustrated. There are serious and important things that God showed his prophet and his people, those who have ears to hear, not to blurt them out, not to release them so that they can intercede and pray. Okay? We must intercede and pray instead of running to the very first microphone or podium that we can find and release it. I prayed and waited so that God will not be grieved with us, with our opinions, with our anger, and with our frustrations. I don't want God to be grieved because of the conduct and the whining of his people, and thus God withdrawing his hand in dealing with the wicked. I don't want that. It's in the scripture. Example, and I already said this, and you can get upset with me, it's fine, but I have no other agenda but to shake some of you and at the same time to speak the truth. God has given us a strategy on how things get done. It has to be his ways of doing things. So I prayed about this. And aren't you glad that many of those prophecies released that some people are going to die in the White House, Biden is going to die, Kamala Harris is going to die, some people in the Senate are going to die? Aren't you glad that those prophecies did not come to pass? Think about it. What is the succession of power when it comes to an impeached president or death of a president and vice president? The Speaker of the House will be next in line, and the Senate Majority Leader. Aren't you glad that those prophecies did not manifest? Then we now have Nancy Pelosi as a speaker and Schumer probably running the country. I had been down on my knees interceding and pulling those words, those prophecies. And I thank God, I am grateful to God for his mercy, that in spite of us, those words did not come to pass, or else we will be in a worse situation. As it is, we have so many challenges as a body of Christ. We should bring forth light. We should shine our light into the darkness, not talk about the darkness. Now that the Speaker of the House is already installed, you watch the Senate and the White House. Now the Lord is going to start dealing with the Senate, and there will be a lot of upheavals, changes, surprises, and we will be totally amazed and at the same time shocked on how deep the corruption and how many evil things and practices are happening all over the world and in every sector of our society. That is why God has been calling us to separate ourselves from them, okay? Okay, there will be some in the Senate, even in the House, but we are dealing with Senate right now, that will cross party lines. There will be replacements, displacements, removals, and through the congressional hearings, more exposures. More whistleblowers will come forth and will bring forth and present evidences, and some of these evidences will come from foreign countries. Washington, D.C. will change and transform drastically, but everything that can be shaken will be shaken so that the things of God shall remain in our country, in our government, in Washington, D.C. Amen? Hebrews 12:27. Then also, the White House will get paralyzed and stop dead in their tracks concerning their wicked policies and agenda, and they will be forced to enforce existing law or make correction. Okay? We need to pray for these wicked politicians and bureaucrats. Either they will repent or be removed. Some of them, if they have hardened their hearts, some will go to jail and they will implicate others, including past leaders, even past presidents. This prophecy was released January the 8th, okay? But I'm supposed to release it December 31st, but I have to wait for the Speaker of the House to be installed, okay? So I release it Sunday, January 8th. And drastic exposures and upheavals are already happening and more to come. Let us stay focused on what we're supposed to be doing, all right? Pray for me and Joshua for this mission trip to the Philippines. Let us focus in following the Lord's instruction and commands and let Him deal with the corruption and evil deeds happening in this country. God is faithful. He will turn this country towards righteousness. And the United States of America will finally enter its finest hour. United States of America is going to fulfill its destiny. If you and I will do our part, all right? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time. Don't forget to join us in our live stream services if you cannot come personally. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road, and our Sunday services starts at 9:30 a.m., and it will be live stream. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click live stream, or find us on YouTube. All right? And we also live streaming our Wednesday services at 7 p.m. And don't forget, lay hands on yourself and repeat this after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. I thank you for my blessings. I thank you for my restoration. And I thank you, Lord, for restoration of my family, my finances, and my physical body. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to SOGMI.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.